Hey, y'all. My name's Vivian, and I'm an alcoholic. And it's really a great honor to be here, to be asked to speak here before so many people. It's not scary at all. Not nervous at all. It is a great honor, and I dressed nice. This is the best I can look. For you, to kind of let you know how I feel about being asked to speak before you. It's a great honor, and I wanted to honor you by looking my best. People told me, especially John R., I think, mentioned specifically not to worry about what I was going to share tonight because not to worry, but lives were depending on it. And I think his sponsor mentioned that to me, too, you know. Took the edge off, the pressure off a little bit there. You guys know John and Paul. Someone asked me tonight what I was going to share. Excuse me, and if I was nervous. And all I've got is to come up here and go and freeze. That's what I've got. So I've been asking my higher power to lead me and direct me and show me the way and give me the courage to come up here and do it. My sobriety date is January 15th, 2008. And what a miraculous journey it's been. Just at 2 years and 7 months, I have a life now I never dreamed possible. When I was drinking, I was convinced that I had it on the ball. I had it all together. I was honest, trustworthy, kind, loving, generous, truthful. Did I mention truthful? And honest. And but eventually I realized that so many other people in my life that mattered to me had a problem with my drinking, that maybe I had one too. And so when I came into came to get help, I went first to Kaiser Chemical Dependency Program, and they took one look at me and told me I needed to go to rehab. And then I went to rehab for 30 days. Then I spent the next 8 months deep in therapy with Kaiser. Anger management had passed, and then I took it again. That was mad. And cognitive behavior, dialectical something, diabolical, so all kinds of therapy. Needed a lot of help. I didn't realize till I heard this as a joke in AA once. I didn't have character. After I got to AA, I started drinking coffee at night and developed character defects. You know, I must have got them. Must have been contagious because I didn't have any when I got here. But what's happened for me, the most wonderful thing that's happened for me in my sobriety is this denial, these layers and layers of denial that I did not know were there because I was in denial. And as they're falling off and I'm seeing the truth about myself and my higher power and the world around me, I'm finding more and more joy and freedom and happiness and peace. And it's a great journey, and I rely on you guys, God, G-O-D, group of drunks. I rely very much on my program to stay sober. By the way, I did want to mention that I took Anabuse for 8 months, first 8 months of my sobriety. And I never hear anybody mention that, especially people coming up going, I'm relapsed again. I'm thinking, damn, take some Anabuse. How much time do I have left, John? 5 more minutes? Okay, let's see how this goes. This is what I felt led to do. The first year of my sobriety, I went to a lot of meetings, and I still do, but I would jot down the one thing that really stuck out to me at a meeting, that really spoke to me. And some of them are funny, some are sad, some are weird. So I'm going to read those to you. It's just like a vignette of first year of sobriety, what I heard in meetings from you people like you that helped me stay sober. So I'm just going to go ahead and read them. If you get bored, it'll be over soon. That's the truth. I ask God that I may be of service today and that I may stay out of my head. Just keep breathing. What is, is. Our disease will make problems seem so huge that the only thing that will fix it is to use. That's where the disease wants you. Powerless over people, places, and things. When I was writing these things down, sometimes it was the first time I ever heard it, you know, because I haven't read it in the book yet. A periodic drunk can go 1 or 2 weeks without a drink, then drink to the point of poisoning self, unable to drink for several days afterward. My life depends on my recovery, and my recovery depends on my relationship with my higher power, which depends on my meeting with my God in this very moment. Onion layers. I've been doing this for years, and there's still more layers. When will I be done? Yet I know I keep getting better and better. I have a pause button, and I can use it. I've tried everything. I give up. He's yours. A man shared that about his wife. His wife was praying for him, and he was drinking, and she just prayed and said, I give up, and then he got in a car wreck and got sober. Oh, there's no chapter called Into Thinking. When I was new in sobriety, I went to a meeting, and you probably know him, Bill Kane. He said, look in the book, look in the index. He said, look up the chapter Into Thinking. He says, find that. And I'm all in the table of contents. Because that sounded good to me, Into Thinking. I'm looking at the table of contents, and I go, there is no chapter called Into Thinking. He says, that's right, it's Into Action. I really did look. He got me. Expectations are premeditated resentments. Don't lie about what you feel in your heart. Turn family over to God. Throw boundaries out there. Let others work out their insanity. Don't go there with them. Accept, love, detach. Program is number one. If you are not consciously in recovery, you are unconsciously in relapse. When I drank, shit happened. This is from the Alano Club in Lemon Grove. A block and a half away from here on San Miguel Avenue, and I was dying. I was always chasing for that next fix. No matter what happens, as long as I don't pick up, I'll be okay. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I didn't want to ever take anything from you, because then I would owe you. Liz is 23 years old today. That was 2 years and a week ago. That meant so much to me, to sit in a meeting and see that woman come up and get a 23-year token. I couldn't believe my eyes. 23 years and one day at a time, you know? That meant so much to me that day. It gave me hope. What is, is. All situations are caused. Life is still worth living, even though there is pain. I like to self-destruct. I just think it's romantic. I hear that. When we find ourselves in a hole, we can either furnish it or climb out. Whenever I'm disturbed, there's something wrong with me. Someone or something I won't accept that I can't change. Hidden resentment or something. I never had any good shit in my head about me at any time. Anything worth doing is worth overdoing. I was fortunate I didn't kill anyone. Most of our problems are in the mirror. A giant-sized ego and a miniature self-esteem. Acute alcohol poisoning. Every time I ever got into trouble, I had been drinking. Nobody gets here to AA on a winning streak. When I first got here, I didn't know how to stop drinking. I didn't know how to stop doing anything. Today's going to be a good day since I didn't wake up smelling dirt. Resentment is like drinking poison and expecting you to die. It's like me drinking poison and expecting you to die. Oh, this one. Jesus, bleeding all over the place, hanging on the cross, saying, "Look what you did to me, you little bastard." That's some issues. I had to write that one down. Excess is never enough. It's totally normal to be blacked out for weeks at a time. Am I doing what it takes to stay sober today? The need to be right is an act of violence. Putting down the drink is only the first part of getting well. Another candidate for AOAA, Assholes of Alcoholics Anonymous. When I get nervous, I fear, and when I fear, I lash out. I want more than just to be clean and sober. If I don't have my recovery, I don't have shit. Meetings are just a part of AA, not the whole enchilada. My mind makes a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. Relationships are an illusion. Who I think I am is directly related to who I think you are, and vice versa. Oh, that's a... Okay. That's a book. In AA, we become able to take care of ourselves. Emotionally self-sufficient. When you're walking around in unforgiveness, your mind is in constant turmoil. Some of the things I most clearly remember never even happened. A clear conscience makes a soft pillow. Come down from the cross, we need the wood. There are only two sins: to interfere in the growth of someone else, to interfere in your own. For the alcoholic, to drink is to die. When faced with change, it's either make the change or go back out. I woke up this morning and had a really fucked up feeling in my head. I need to cry. I've given it up to God, but I sure am hanging on. It's better to be alone than in a sick relationship. I didn't create all this crap in my life overnight, so it's not likely to go away overnight. As many times as I have to keep turning it over to God, I will. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. It's okay not to be okay. When I got drunk, I got creative. I wanted to go out and impress people. I'm the drunk that gave alcoholism a bad name. I've never been able to control and enjoy my drinking at the same time. All right. Is that it? There's got 1 minute. Is that it? I'm done? I'm done. Gosh, you guys, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.